The last major city in the north of Afghanistan is now in the hands of the Northern Alliance. Kunduz was captured today after a two-week siege. Crowds of civilians welcomed Northern Alliance fighters. Also entering Kunduz today was NPR's Steve Inskeep. Describe the scene there, Steve.
Bob, I drove in along the main street, the main highway that leads from Talakan, which the Northern Alliance captured a couple of weeks ago, to the city of Kunduz. And when you get into the city itself, the main street was absolutely mobbed with people. They seemed, some of them, to be quite happy and celebrating, and others merely to be curiosity seekers. And they were traveling on along a street where just a few hours ago, there was apparently some heavy fighting, and some signs of that were left behind. The Northern Alliance suffered some casualties as they moved into the city. At least one Northern Alliance commander was killed, we are told. A number of Taliban soldiers were killed as well, and their bodies have been left behind here on the street. Some of them appear to have been shot and killed in the fighting. Others had been shot in the temple, in the head, which would almost suggest an execution-style killing of a prisoner. And their bodies were left strewn about on the street, several of them, one every block or so, along this main section of the street. The Northern Alliance says, though, that they have control of the city of Kunduz. The outskirts, a different question, though, Bob. There are a number of Taliban soldiers, we're told, who retreated from this city and are now outside the city and hold up there and negotiating to possibly surrender or continue to fight.
There was concern about the foreign fighters inside the city, and they reportedly have escaped. What do you know about that?
Well, yes, indeed. Some of them may have gone to this new defensive position that the Taliban has outside of the city of Kunduz. And the Northern Alliance is alleging that others have gotten away by airplane. The Northern Alliance has said hundreds of foreign fighters have escaped from Kunduz over the last few days and flown in airplanes that landed here in Kunduz and went on to Pakistan. And the Northern Alliance is acting quite bitter about this. Officials here claiming that this is the fault of Pakistan and also the fault of the United States, asking why did the U.S., which has air supremacy, allow these planes to leave. Now, I want to mention we have very little independent confirmation that very many airplanes actually did come in here and leave. The Northern Alliance believes it's true, though, and we have heard it from a number of refugees who've come out of Kunduz over the last few days that airplanes actually did come here, fill up with people, and depart again. In any event, of the thousands of foreign Taliban that were described here, Bob, there are very few signs of them now.
Did the United States play a role in the capture of Kunduz?
Yes, indeed, although perhaps not a very constructive one, Bob. The Northern Alliance is saying that last night, as their troops moved at about 2 o'clock in the morning, the Northern Alliance requested air support from the United States. The U.S. dropped a couple of bombs outside of Kunduz, but in the wrong location, and killed a number of Northern Alliance troops. That is according to the Alliance. We don't have independent confirmation of that from the United States. But the U.S. is, or the Northern Alliance is saying that a number of their soldiers were, in effect, killed by friendly fire.
NPR's Steve Inskeep in Kunduz, Afghanistan.